In his message for Lent this year, Pope Benedict calls on Catholics to perform acts of penitence, fast, and dig into their pockets to help the poor. We asked Nigerian Bishop Anthony Gbuji how he understands the Pope's call from an African perspective.
At home, like in every other Christianity in Nigeria, as in any other nation, Christian nation, we take the time of Lent very seriously. It is time for us to recover God, to come nearer, closer to God, because at the center of Lent is the person of Jesus Christ, inviting us to come and be reconciled, to come and be reconciled with God our Father. Only Jesus Christ can reconcile us with God our Father, who created us after his own image, but we said no to him. We refuse to be reconciled with him. We refuse to love him, but he still loves us. God is always faithful. This is a time of Lent. We remember the mercy and love of God. And having shared the mercy and love of God, we go to share it with others, praying for them, giving them helps to drink, to eat, housing, clothes, and showing them respect, showing them the human dignity that they appreciate it. Definitely, the time for Lent is the time we remember that Christ did so much for us. He suffered, he died, but he rose again. The hallelujah of resurrection is a wonderful hope that our faith, all through the sufferings, through the quarrel, the fight with sin, the struggle we have against ourselves, against the world, against the devil, that we are going to overcome, because Jesus Christ is a life, is a way, and is the truth that leads us to eternal happiness, where we sing hallelujah forever and ever. So Lent is a wonderful period of renewal, of strengthening of faith, hope, and love. And as we do that, we reach out to others. We can never be alone in God in heaven, because we belong to a good family, the family of the children of God. And that is why the Holy Father has written to us in the Lenten message to reach out to others and help them to solve their problems of poverty, to give them to eat, to give them to help them to love, to help them to feel that they are children of God, the dignity of the children of God. And so, as we look at the image of Christ, we see it is possible. It is possible to love. It is possible to help others. It is helpful to respect other people. And it is possible to live together as one children of God, because Christ made us children of God.
Bishop Anthony Gbuji from Nigeria.